You're listening to the
number one
radio,
Trim Radio Network.
You're listening to The Brighter Life Show with your host, natural health practitioner, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and the Brighter Life Institute founder and vibration expert, Nicholas Brighter. Topics span from holistic lifestyles, meditation, natural medicine, spirituality, and finding your joy. Here at The Brighter Life Show, we want to hear from you. Call us at Trim Radio Network and ask questions or share your most uplifting story. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Brighter Life Show. I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and I am here with vibration expert and goals coach, Mr. Nicholas Brighter. How are you doing today, Nick?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Excellent. Well, we are continuing our series on positive habits. And as you know, it's always good as a goals coach to keep a positive frame of mind. Is that not true?
I think, yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah, when you do your goals coaching, you probably talk about, I'm guessing, to always try to think positively because you're trying to attain some goals, and attaining them with a negative attitude is going to be a little difficult and bring your vibration level down, one would think. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you agree.
Yeah. Perspective is important.
Perspective, yeah. Beliefs, things like that.
Beliefs, well, yes.
In regards to habits, you know, there's some habits that are really meaningful, and creating good habits is good for a meaningful and balanced life. And so today we're going to talk particularly about just how to balance life and things that can help you balance life, which also create good habits. And by developing good habits, it's really wonderful because it can transform your life just all in all for the better. And bad habits, they can lead you away from your goals, or even worse, can lead you away from your happiness. But learning how to foster your good habits can bring you closer to happiness and to what you really want in life, and goals that you want to achieve. And so I think it's important to not really focus on eliminating at first all your bad habits. I'm going to just, these are my bad habits, I'm going to eliminate them, because you're putting so much focus on your bad habits.
I really like that, by the way. Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at things, but I'm interrupting you, so go.
No, you know, you're not. Your feedback is so important to me. So, but by fostering newer ideas and being creative about positive habits, it's kind of like a ripple effect where the bad habits just slowly, just the ripples just sort of flatline, and they turn, they just simply can go away more naturally. So we're going to talk about fostering, or just some good habits you might want to start. And
so by fostering good habits, your bad habits, at least some of them, will naturally kind of go away.
Yeah, they just faint away. They just go away. It's part of the ripple effect, as opposed to focusing on your, like, I am going to quit doing this, I'm going to quit doing that. By saying that, it's bringing that to the forefront. That's bringing that to the forefront of your mind and your thoughts.
Okay.
And everything that you're thinking. And so, you know, good habits are positive behaviors that you want to continually practice. You know, some good habits could be include like exercising and eating healthy and practicing meditation and even more. And to start out, I think that it's a good way to form a good habit is to start small. And a lot of us are like, oh gosh, you know what? I am going to start this new habit, and I'm going to completely, utterly change my diet. I'm going to be a vegan, and I'm going to start today. And that's wonderful. It's a wonderful thought. But how do you start to form that habit? And you basically do it through attrition. In other words, and I learned this from a vegan. In her life, she stopped buying leather shoes. She didn't throw away her leather shoes, but as they wore out, they were eliminated, And then she would only purchase shoes that were made out of natural fibers as opposed to an animal. And that was part of her process as opposed to being militant, where anything that has, you know, anything to do with an animal, you absolutely have to throw it away. You have to give it up. And so that I really liked her way of starting her process of this good habit, basically through attrition, creating a good habit. And as that good habit develops, just, you know, eliminating, you know, the bad habit.
So it kind of sounds to me that this is along the lines of avoiding burnout and something that I know is kind of your thing, the idea of baby stepping into something. Is that about
absolutely
where we're going?
You couldn't be more correct. Okay. Because, you know, by starting small, you know, we don't get that burnout. Mm-hmm. But then there's that motivation.
And I know burnout is definitely a thing with habits that can happen to
anyone. It can happen. Yeah. But our initial motivation, we want to keep that. So there's that balance.
Yeah.
You know, how do we do that? We're so motivated that we just want to go in 100%, 100, 200, 200%, 1,000%.
Especially if it's something that can be fun. You don't want to quickly turn it into work and feel like you have to push your, it's not fun anymore, and I'm not seeing the results I want as quickly as I want, and well, you know, with all the things that cause burnout.
So, right, yeah. Exactly. So, and that happens so often. I've seen somebody that's like, I'm absolutely going to go to the gym every single day. I bought a new gym outfit. Now, that's great. They were motivated. Whatever motivated them, you want to maintain that mm-hmm. motivation. But they just went so far, so gung-ho, that they burned out within 30 days, and it became something that wasn't fun. It became something that was unpleasant. It became something that they did not look forward to in the morning, to getting up, and, oh, now I have to get up, and I have to do this, and I have to go to the gym, and then they start coming up with excuses. Well, I don't really, you know what, I actually look fine, and go, you know, I'm fine, and so they just get burnout. Or it hurts,
mm-hmm.
you know, they work out too much and then they get mm-hmm. sore and then it hurts. I've seen that multiple times. Well, someone will be so gung-ho and their body just basically can't take the soreness, the inflammation that it might create because they didn't start small.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, by starting small, you need to sort of pick one thing at first. Just one, maybe two things. And
now, if you're going to, when you're baby stepping and you're picking out these one or two things, I would imagine you'd want these things to be things that are self-reinforcing and are, you know, sort of the one or two things that are the most effective, probably the most enjoyable. And
mostly things that are actually obtainable.
Mm.
So don't think so, you know, something
so
that
realistic.
Really, right. Like if I decide at my age and I'm an older woman that I want to be a professional.
An Olympic runner.
Okay. We'll say that, an Olympic runner.
Okay. Olympic runner.
That's, you know, I can start running and I can start, you know, behaving like an Olympic runner.
Mm-hmm.
But if my real end goal is to become an Olympian, that's probably not obtainable and not realistic. And I will burn out, you know, quickly. But give yourself, you know, something, just one or two things that you really, you know, by starting small. And most people, studies have shown that most people, they give themselves just pages, multiple pages of lists of things that they need to change, you know, the negative things they need to change instead of creating positive things. And the failure rate is pretty high. So it's best to focus on just things that you can do that are obtainable.
So you're focusing on, and your focus, you're sort of limiting what you're focusing on to one or two things. Okay.
Yeah. Another thing is to remove, a good habit is to remove obstacles. We have obstacles in our life, and it can be something simple, like something in your house. You know, you can just move some furniture around. And that will be removing an obstacle of a habit that you don't, you know, you want to create a new habit.
You know, a lot of these things you're saying are, I'm realizing there's aspects of them that are connected in the vibrational space with this, so many reasons for actually doing them separate from just habit forming. In general, a lot of things you're identifying are things that would help raise a person's vibration just on top of that, and it would make it easier.
Well, I did not know that. So, okay, good.
The idea is sort of, if you're rearranging something to make it, removing obstacles, those obstacles are probably lower energy, just is a generalization, probably lower energy than what you replace it with.
Right. Or not replace it at all. It could be clutter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it could be just decluttering your mind. Start by decluttering your house.
Cluttering would be a big one.
So decluttering.
An organized house in general is going to be higher vibrational than, but you know, I'm kind of getting a little off topic.
No, I love it. I love the connection between mm-hmm. vibrational levels and forming good habits.
Yeah. Yeah. It just made me think that maybe there's more of a connection to, you know, some of these things than I realized before. Maybe there's, just in general in life, maybe things are more connected than I thought. And I already kind of thought things were pretty connected. So
another thing is to remove. Now, this is going to not sound nice, but as another obstacle would be people.
Mm.
To remove the negative people in your life. Now, I said this before.
How do you do that?
In another podcast. Again, you kind of do it slowly. You don't call that person and say, you are low vibration and you are negative, and I just don't want to, you know, hang out with you anymore. Well, that's actually kind of cruel. Mm-hmm. It's not nice. And it's not even healthy for you.
And you know? I don't exactly know the best way to even do it. And I put thought into, you know, if there's someone in your life that you know that they are trying to improve in that way, or even it's easier to identify in yourself. You know, if you yourself are trying to improve your vibration, and you notice you're at a period where you're lower than you were before, and you have to, you know, you have to accept it at that point to realistically evaluate where you're at to know how to improve again. But how do you say that to someone else? And I don't exactly know the best way, but it can, if you don't say it in you might be better off not saying it.
Sometimes you don't have to. Let's mm-hmm. say that there's somebody in your life and you decide that you just want to eat healthy, and this person is a negative person. They're always trying to get you to go out and mm-hmm. eat pizza every single day. So instead of seeing them every single day after work or having them come over every single day, find, you know, have them come over maybe twice a week.
Okay.
And then once a week. So it's sort of, you're eliminating them more in a natural process, and by replacing them with more high vibration, positive people, because
I actually like that, because if they want to raise their vibration, they'll probably start eating pizza less. And in other words, they'll know what they should be doing, but you don't have to address it with them. It doesn't have to create conflict.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily about, I mean, there's some, I don't, you're nothing still, against pizza people.
You're not cutting them out either.
I love pizza. You're not completely cutting out. You're just, you're just sort of removing just the time that you spend, because what I said in a previous podcast, it was something that I read from, I believe it was Entrepreneur Magazine, is you really are the average of the five people that you hang out with most. So think about those five people. Which ones are obstacles? It sounds cruel, but you know, you want to, if you have two that are really negative and three that are positive, you're the average of that. So just hang out less.
And what purpose do they serve in your life?
Well, you may want to think about that purpose. Mm-hmm. And if the purpose is something negative, I mean, some of us are just sort of intrigued by hearing these negative stories, but that's something we have to work on ourselves. You know, we have to work on ourselves. Do we really need, is there any value in gossip?
And I would also add that the value could be that you enjoy talking about their negative life to satisfy, it's essentially an ego satisfying.
Right, it could be just a comparison.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, well, why my life is so much better, so at least there's somebody else's life sucks. So that, I like to hear their sucky stories.
Yeah.
But in general, that is not going to raise your vibration level. And it's not a good habit. You want to hang out with people that are positive. It's just a best way to do it. So, but you need to prepare yourself because there's going to be some resistance, you know, because the people won't really understand why you're letting go, basically. Mm-hmm. You're letting go. So moving on, there is...
You can try to help them out, but if you've already tried that before and you're not able to raise their energy level, then what you're saying is sort of the only kind of option.
Well, you're the one, Mr. Nick, that shared with me that a lot of people, they just want to take your higher vibration level from you.
Yeah.
So lower. Yeah. And so, you know, and that's not your job. Your job is not to take people, it's to improve yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you improve yourself, you're in a better position to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. But then really pick and choose. Yeah, who do you see that truly wants to raise their vibration level?
Always help yourself first, or the other way, or another better perspective is pull your own weight in front. Once you can pull your own weight, help other people.
Right, exactly. Instead of trying to, you know.
And an analogy I've heard you use, which I really like, is the airplane analogy.
The airplane analogy is you're on an airplane and the oxygen masks have dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they tell the parents to always put it on themselves first before their children? Because a parent's instinct is to save their children first.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, you will pass out and you probably will only get to one of your children, and then you will die and two of your children will die and only one will survive. So you have to
put it on the baby.
Right. So if you put it on yourself first quickly, then you're able to help not only your children, other people around you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be in a position to be able to help someone else. But low vibration people that you know, we know that some, they just enjoy being negative. That's part of who they are. That's part of how they identify.
And it requires uncomfortable change for them to change that.
And they don't want to. So those are, you know, saying people as obstacles, but those are some of the obstacles that you want to remove from your life. So, you know, maybe just a messy house, people, even removing some foods, some food groups, don't have a bunch of cookies and chips and all that stuff. Just buy less of it and replace it with more fruits and vegetables. It is so easy to sit and eat a bag of chips. And next thing you know, you can't have one chip. You end up eating the bag. And the last half of the bag, it doesn't even taste good, but it's just this habit that you're doing it. It's not healthy for your body. So just incorporate healthier foods.
I would recommend regarding people that, because on some level, the people that you decide to, you know, have in your life less and the people you decide to have in your life more, it's relational, or it's relative to where you're at. But in another way, so long as the people in your life are people that are trying to improve and work on themselves, if you have to cut those people out, you can. But in general, that's a very positive thing to look for, and those people are going to be much more. If they're still low level people, but they're trying to improve themselves, they're going to be much more likely to take your help and improve from it. But most likely they will be people that are higher energy than you, or at least they'll be people that you're going to be able to help each other out.
I think that you're able to help people out if you're in the positive. Mm-hmm. So at the 200 level of vibration level, at least according to Hawkins, he rates it at a scale of like 1 to 1,000. Or maybe 1 to 750. I'm not quite sure with Hawkins, but 200 is the creativity. So if you, let's say you're at 200 and you're with somebody that's like at 300, you're not really going to pull the 300 down because you're both in the positive.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that I'm saying to remove are the ones that are in the negatives that have absolutely no desire.
Okay. Yeah.
No desire to be in the positive.
That's an important distinction. They don't have a desire to improve.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
Something else, another good habit to consider is to really create balance. And, you know, without balance, it's really hard to maintain good habits in the long run. And so it's by just getting a balance. What I mean is having a balance in all aspects of your life, you know, whether it be getting enough sleep,
I would just want to clarify on something. So any viewers we have that are aware of the scale or kind of know what we were talking about, the positive and negative point at 200 would be on the negative side, where you have the negative form of pride or arrogance, and on the positive side, where you have courage, where a person's overcome their fear of essentially trying to be better.
Right. Yeah, the fear of failure. So they have this pride where they mm-hmm. have to always, and that's in the negative. People don't think.
So that's right on that. That's what she was referring to. The 200 is the negative side. That's what, you know, you have pride. And then right at that 200 mark is where you get into courage.
Okay. So in creative balance.
That's what Leslie was referring to.
That's what he mm-hmm. is exactly correct. So the next thing is, and the last thing that we're going to be talking about.
Are we already running out of time?
We are running out of time. Yeah, bit of time.
I'm not used to these short.
Our shorter format?
Yeah, the shorter format.
Yeah. Well, it's a series. Yeah. And so we just want to make it, you know, quick and simple so that people can listen to it and that they'll listen to the entire thing, hopefully. We hope. We think that we're holding your attention long enough. But lastly, I want to talk about the practice of daily meditation. When people think about meditation, they think to themselves that they have to be sitting in a room in a lotus position with their fingers up, and they have to spend an hour and really, you know, just think about life. But when I mean meditation, it's just a good habit to really clear your mind, to just clear your mind and clear your day. Do this first thing in the moment, because you know, the first step in your journey to developing good habits, any kind of good habits, it takes place in your mind.
Is this a reflecting kind of?
Yes. Yes, you can do some reflecting, but I'm just saying all habits, everything of your journey of developing good habits, it takes place in your mind. Okay. Your mind is like a control center for your life. It controls your moods. It controls your actions. It controls how you live your life. And if your mind is chaotic, if your mind is just a big, huge mess, then your life is going to be chaotic. You know, if you have these racing negative thoughts all the time, that's not a good habit. So by doing some daily meditation, and you can even meditate while you're driving in the car on the way to work. It can just be 5 minutes where you're being calm. You're thinking about positive things. You think about things. You can even think about the goals or your career and wonderful things that can happen, and just decide that you're going to have a terrific day. So that is the end of one of our series on habits. Nick, thank you so much. Your input has just been extraordinary, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and you're welcome. I appreciate being here.
Okay, you've been listening to The Brighter Life Show. If you need to contact us, you can go to I think you can just go to my website, mm-hmm. which is just simply leslieberkland.com, and that's leslieberkland.com. That's my website. You can get in touch with either Nick or I, and we always, always will answer any question that you may propose on the website in the questionnaire part. We always respond within 48 hours. You can be in touch with us directly. Okay, thank you for joining us. Until next time, have a great day.
You're listening to the
number one
radio.
Trim Radio Network.
You're listening to The Brighter Life Show with your host, natural health practitioner, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and the Brighter Life Institute founder and vibration expert, Nicholas Brighter. Topics span from holistic lifestyles, meditation, natural medicine, spirituality, and finding your joy. Here at The Brighter Life Show, we want to hear from you. Call us at Trim Radio Network and ask questions or share your most uplifting story. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to The Brighter Life Show. I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and I am here with vibration expert and goals coach, Mr. Nicholas Brighter. How are you doing today, Nick?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Excellent. Well, we are continuing our series on positive habits. And as you know, it's always good as a goals coach to keep a positive frame of mind. Is that not true?
I think, yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah, when you do your goals coaching, you probably talk about, I'm guessing, to always try to think positively because you're trying to attain some goals, and attaining them with a negative attitude is going to be a little difficult and bring your vibration level down, one would think. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you agree.
Yeah. Perspective is important.
Perspective, yeah. Beliefs, things like that.
Beliefs, well, yes.
In regards to habits, you know, there's some habits that are really meaningful, and creating good habits is good for a meaningful and balanced life. And so today we're going to talk particularly about just how to balance life and things that can help you balance life, which also create good habits. And by developing good habits, it's really wonderful because it can transform your life just all in all for the better. And bad habits, they can lead you away from your goals, or even worse, can mm-hmm. lead you away from your happiness. But learning how to foster your good habits can bring you closer to happiness and to what you really want in life and goals that you want to achieve. And so I think it's important to not really focus on eliminating at first all your bad habits. I'm going to just, mm-hmm. these are my bad habits, I'm going to eliminate them, because you're putting so much focus yeah. on your bad habits.
I really like that, by the way. Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at things. But I'm interrupting you, so go.
No, you know, you're not. Your feedback is so important to me. So, but by fostering newer ideas and being creative about positive habits, it's kind of like a ripple effect mm-hmm. where the bad habits just slowly, just the ripples just sort of flatline, and they just simply can go away more naturally. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about fostering, or just some good habits you might want to start. And
so by fostering good habits, your bad habits, at least some of them, will naturally kind of go away.
Yeah, they just faint away. They just go away. It's okay. Part of the ripple effect, as opposed to focusing on your, like, I am going to quit doing this, I'm going to quit doing that. By saying that, it's bringing that to the forefront. Mm-hmm. That's bringing that to the forefront of your mind and your thoughts.
Okay.
And everything that you're thinking. And so, you know, good habits are positive behaviors that you want to continually practice. Mm-hmm. You know, some good habits could include like exercising and eating healthy and practicing meditation and even more. And to start out, I think that it's a good way to form a good habit is to start small. And a lot of us are like, oh gosh, you know what? I am going to start this new habit, and mm-hmm. I'm going to completely, utterly change my diet. I'm going to be a vegan, mm-hmm. and I'm going to start today. And that's wonderful. It's a wonderful thought. But how do you start to form that habit? And you basically do it through attrition. In other words, mm-hmm. and I learned this from a vegan. In her life, she stopped buying leather shoes. She didn't throw away her leather shoes, but as they wore out, they were eliminated. And then she would only purchase shoes that were made out of natural fibers as opposed to an animal. And that was part of her process, as opposed to being militant, where anything that is, you know, anything to do with an animal, you absolutely have to throw it away. You have to give it up. And so I really liked her way of starting her process of this good habit, basically through attrition, creating a good habit, and as that good habit develops, just, you know, eliminating, you know, the bad habit.
So it kind of sounds to me that this is along the lines of avoiding burnout and something that I know is kind of your thing, the idea of baby stepping into something. Is that about
absolutely
where we're going?
You couldn't be more correct, because okay. You know, by starting small, you know, we don't get that burnout. Mm-hmm. But then there's that motivation.
And I know burnout is definitely a thing with habits that can happen to
it can
to
happen.
Anyone.
Yeah, but our initial motivation, we want to keep that. So there's that balance.
Yeah.
You know, how do we do that? We're so motivated that we just want to go in 100%, 100, 200, 200%, 1,000%.
Especially if it's something that can be fun. You don't want to quickly turn into work and feel like you have to push your, it's not fun anymore, and I'm not seeing the results I want as quickly as I want, and well, you know, with all the things that cause burnout.
So, right, yeah. Exactly. So, and that happens so often. I've seen somebody that's like, I'm absolutely going to go to the gym every single day. I bought a new gym outfit. Now, that's great. They were motivated. Whatever motivated them, you want to maintain that mm-hmm. motivation, but they just went so far, so gung-ho, that they burned out within 30 days, and it became something that wasn't fun. It became something that was unpleasant. It became something that they did not look forward to in the morning, to getting up and, oh, now I have to get up and I have to do this and I have to go to the gym. And then they start coming up with excuses. Well, I don't really, you know what? I actually look fine, and go, you know, I'm fine. And so they just get burnout, or it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they work out too much, and then they get mm-hmm. sore, and then it hurts. I've seen that multiple times. Well, someone will be so gung-ho, and their body just basically can't take the soreness, the inflammation that it might create, because they didn't start small.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, by starting small, you need to sort of pick one thing at first. Just one, maybe two things. And
now, if you're going to, when you're baby stepping and you're picking out these one or two things, I would imagine you'd want these things to be things that are self-reinforcing and are, you know, sort of the one or two things that are the most effective, probably the most enjoyable. And
mostly things that are actually obtainable.
Mm.
So don't think so, you know, something
so
that
realistic.
Really. Right. Like if I decide at my age, and I'm an older woman, that I want to be a professional.
An Olympic, Olympic runner.
Okay. We'll say that, an Olympic runner.
Okay. Olympic runner.
That's you know, I can start running and I can start, you know, behaving like an Olympic runner.
Mm-hmm.
But if my real end goal is to become an Olympian, that's probably not obtainable and not realistic. And I will burn out, you know, quickly. But give yourself, you know, something, just one or two things that you really, you know, by starting small. And most people, studies have shown that most people, they give themselves just pages, multiple pages of lists of things that they need to change. You know, the negative things they need to change instead of creating positive things. And the failure rate is pretty high. So it's best to focus on just things that you can do that are obtainable.
So you're focusing on, and your focus, you're sort of limiting what you're focusing on to one or two things. Okay.
Yeah. Another thing is to remove, a good habit is to remove obstacles. We have obstacles in our life, and it can be something simple, like something in your house. You know, you can just move some furniture around, and that will be removing an obstacle of a habit that you don't, you know, you want to create a new habit.
You know, a lot of these things you're saying are, I'm realizing there's aspects of them that are connected in the vibrational space with this, so many reasons for actually doing them separate from just habit forming. And in general, a lot of things you're identifying are things that would help raise a person's vibration just on top of that, and it would make it easier.
Well, I did not know that.
So,
okay, good.
So the idea is sort of, if you're rearranging something to make it, removing obstacles, those obstacles are probably lower energy, just is a generalization, probably lower energy than what you replace it with.
Right. Or not replace it at all. It could be clutter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it could be just decluttering your mind. Start by decluttering your house.
Cluttering would be a big one.
So decluttering.
An organized house in general is going to be higher vibrational than, but you know, I'm kind of getting a little off topic.
No, I love it. I love the connection between the vibrational levels and forming good habits.
Yeah, yeah. It just made me think that maybe there's more of a connection to, you know, some of these things that, than I realized before. Maybe there's, just in general in life, maybe things are more connected than I thought. And I already kind of thought things were pretty connected, so.
Another thing is to remove, now this is going to not sound nice, but as another obstacle would be people.
Mm.
To remove the negative people in your life. Now, I said this before.
How do you do that?
In another podcast. Again, you kind of do it slowly. You don't call that person and say, you are low vibration and you are negative and I just don't want to, you know, hang out with you anymore. Well, that's actually kind of cruel. Mm-hmm. It's not nice. And it's not even healthy for you.
And you I don't exactly know the best way to even do it. And I put thought into, you know, for, if there's someone in your life that you know that they are trying to improve in that way, or even your, it's easier to identify in yourself. You know, if you yourself are trying to improve your vibration and you notice you're at a period where you're lower than you were before and you have to, you know, you have to accept it at that point to realistically evaluate where you're at to know how to improve again. But how do you say that to someone else? And I don't exactly know the best way, but it can, if you don't say it in a, you might be better off not saying it.
You don't, sometimes you don't have to. Let's say that there's somebody in your life and you decide that you just want to eat healthy and this person is a negative person. They're always trying to get you to go out and eat pizza every single day. So instead of seeing them every single day after work or having them come over every single day, find, you know, have them come over maybe twice a week.
Okay.
And then once a week. So it's sort of, you're eliminating them more in a natural process and by replacing them with more high vibration, positive people, because
I actually like that, because if they want to raise their vibration, they'll probably start eating pizza less. And in other words, they'll know what they should be doing, but you don't have to address it with them. It doesn't have to create conflict.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily about, I mean, there's some, nothing against pizza people.
You're not cutting them out either.
I love pizza. You're not completely cutting out. You're just, you're just sort of removing just the time that you spend, because what I said in a previous podcast, it was something that I read from, I believe it was Entrepreneur Magazine, is you really are the average of the five people that you hang out with most. So think about those five people. Which ones are obstacles? It sounds cruel, but you know, you want to, if you have two that are really negative and three that are positive, you're the average of that. So just hang out less.
And what purpose do they serve in your life?
Well, you may want to think about that purpose. Mm-hmm. And if the purpose is something negative, I mean, some of us are just sort of intrigued by hearing these negative stories, but that's something we have to work on ourselves. You know, we have to work on ourselves. Do we really need, is there any value in gossip?
And I would also add that the value could be that you enjoy talking about their negative life to satisfy, it's essentially an ego satisfying.
Right, it could be just a comparison.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, well, why my life is so much better, so at least there's somebody else's life sucks. So that, I like to hear their sucky stories.
Yeah.
But in general, that is not going to raise your vibration level. And it's not a good habit. You want to hang out with people that are positive. It's just a best way to do it. So, but you need to prepare yourself because there's going to be some resistance, you know, because the people won't really understand why you're letting go, basically. Mm-hmm. You're letting go. So moving on.
You can try to help them out, but if you've already tried that before and you're not able to raise their energy level, then what you're saying is sort of the only kind of option.
Well, you're the one, Mr. Nick, that shared with me that a lot of people, they just want to take your higher vibration level from you.
Yeah,
so lower. And so, you know, and that's not your job. Your job is not to take people, it's to improve yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you improve yourself, you're in a better position to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. But then really pick and choose. Yeah, who do you see that truly wants to raise their vibration level?
Always help yourself first, or and the other way, or another better perspective is pull your own weight in front. Once you can pull your own weight, help other people.
Right, exactly. Instead of trying to, you know.
And an analogy I've heard you use, which I really like, is the airplane analogy.
The airplane analogy is you're on an airplane and the oxygen masks have dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they tell the parents to always put it on themselves first before their children? Because mm-hmm. a parent's instinct is to save their children first.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, you will pass out and you probably will only get to one of your children, and then you will die and two of your children will die and only one will survive. So you have to
put it on the baby.
Right. So if you put it on yourself first quickly, then you're able to help not only your children, other people around you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be in a position to be able to help someone else. But low vibration people that you know, we know that some, they just enjoy being negative. That's part of who they are. That's part of how they identify.
And it requires uncomfortable change for them to change that.
And they don't want to. So those are, you know, saying people as obstacles, but those are some of the obstacles that you want to remove from your life. So, you know, maybe just a messy house, people, even removing some foods, some food groups, don't have a bunch of cookies and chips and all that stuff. Just buy less of it and replace it with more fruits and vegetables. It is so easy to sit and eat a bag of chips. And next thing you know, you can't have one chip. You end up eating the bag. And the last half of the bag, it doesn't even taste good, but it's just this habit that you're doing it. It's not healthy for your body. So just incorporate healthier foods.
I would recommend regarding people that, because on some level, the people that you decide to, you know, have in your life less than the people you decide to have in your life more, it's relational, or it's relative to where you're at. But in another way, so long as the people in your life are people that are trying to improve and work on themselves, if you have to cut those people out, you can. But in general, that's a very positive thing to look for, and those people are going to be much more. If they're still low level people, but they're trying to improve themselves, they're going to be much more likely to take your help and improve from it. But but most likely they will be people that are higher energy than you, or at least they'll be people that you're going to be able to help each other out.
I think that you're able to help people out if you're in the positive. Mm-hmm. So at the 200 level of vibration level, at least according to Hawkins, he rates it at a scale of like 1 to 1,000. Or maybe 1 to 750. I'm not quite sure with Hawkins, but 200 is the creativity. So if you, let's say you're at 200 and you're with somebody that's like at 300, you're not really going to pull the 300 down because you're both in the positive.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that I'm saying to remove are the ones that are in the negatives that have absolutely no desire.
Okay. Yeah.
No desire to be in the positive.
That's an important distinction. They don't have a desire to improve.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I would agree with that.
Something else, another good habit to consider is to really create balance. And, you know, without balance, it's really hard to maintain good habits in the long run. And so it's by just getting a balance. What I mean is having a balance in all aspects of your life, you know, whether it be getting enough sleep.
I would just want to clarify on something. So any viewers we have that are aware of the scale or kind of know what we were talking about, the positive and negative point at 200 would be on the negative side, where you have the negative form of pride or arrogance, and on the positive side where you have courage, where a person's overcome their fear of essentially trying to be better.
Right. Yeah, the fear of failure. So they have this pride where they have to always, and that's in the negative. People don't think.
So that's right on that. That's what she was referring to. The 200 is the negative side. That's what you know, you have pride, and then right at that 200 mark is where you get into courage.
Okay. So in creative balance,
that's what Leslie was referring to.
That's what he is exactly correct. So the next thing is, and the last thing that we're going to be talking about.
Are we already running out of time?
We are running out of time. Yeah, a little bit of time.
I'm not used to these short.
Our shorter format?
Yeah, the shorter format.
Yeah. Well, it's a series. Yeah. And so we just want to make it, you know, quick and simple so that people can listen to it and that they'll listen to the entire thing, hopefully. We hope. We think that we're holding your attention long enough. But lastly, I want to talk about the practice of daily meditation. When people think about meditation, they think to themselves that they have to be sitting in a room in a lotus position with their fingers up, and they have to spend an hour and really, you know, just think about life. But when I mean meditation, it's just a good habit to really clear your mind, to just clear your mind and clear your day. Do this first thing in the moment, because you know, the first step in your journey to developing good habits, any kind of good habits, it takes place in your mind.
Is this a reflecting kind of?
Yes. Yes, you can do some reflecting, but I'm just saying all habits, everything of your journey of developing good habits, it takes place in your mind. Okay. Your mind is like a control center for your life. It controls your moods. It controls your actions. It controls how you live your life. And if your mind is chaotic, if your mind is just a big, huge mess, then your life is going to be chaotic. You know, if you have negative racing negative thoughts all the time, that's not a good habit. So by doing some daily meditation, and you can even meditate while you're driving in the car on the way to work. It can just be 5 minutes where you're being calm. You're thinking about positive things. You think about things. You can even think about the goals or your career and wonderful things that can happen, and just decide that you're going to have a terrific day. So that is the end of one of our series on habits. Nick, thank you so much. Your input has just been extraordinary, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and you're welcome. I appreciate being here.
Okay, you've been listening to The Brighter Life Show. If you need to contact us, you can go to I think you can just go to my website, which is just simply leslieberkland.com, and that's LeslieBirkland.com. That's my website. You can get in touch with either Nick or I, and we always, always will answer any question that you may propose on the website in the questionnaire part. We always respond within 48 hours. You can be in touch with us directly. Okay, thank you for joining us. Until next time, have a great day.
You're listening to the
number one radio,
Trim Radio Network.
You're listening to The Brighter Life Show with your host, natural health practitioner, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and the Brighter Life Institute founder and vibration expert, Nicholas Brighter. Topics span from holistic lifestyles, meditation, natural medicine, spirituality, and finding your joy. Here at The Brighter Life Show, we want to hear from you. Call us at Trim Radio Network and ask questions or share your most uplifting story. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to The Brighter Life Show. I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and I am here with vibration expert and goals coach, Mr. Nicholas Brighter. How are you doing today, Nick?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Excellent. Well, we are continuing our series on positive habits. And as you know, it's always good as a goals coach to keep a positive frame of mind. Is that not true?
I think, yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah, when you do your goals coaching, you probably talk about, I'm guessing, to always try to think positively because you're trying to attain some goals, and attaining them with a negative attitude is going to be a little difficult and bring your vibration level down. one would think. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you agree.
Yeah. Perspective is important.
Perspective, yeah. Beliefs, things like that.
Beliefs, well, yes.
In regards to habits, you know, there's some habits that are really meaningful, and creating good habits is good for a meaningful and balanced life. And so today we're going to talk particularly about just how to balance life and things that can help you balance life, which also create good habits. And by developing good habits, it's really wonderful because it can transform your life just all in all for the better. And bad habits, they can lead you away from your goals, or even worse, can mm-hmm. lead you away from your happiness. But learning how to foster your good habits can bring you closer to happiness and to what you really want in life and goals that you want to achieve. And so I think it's important to not really focus on eliminating at first all your bad habits. I'm going to just, mm-hmm. these are my bad habits. I'm going to eliminate them, because you're putting so much focus yeah. on your bad habits.
I really like that, by the way. Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at things. But I'm interrupting you, so go.
No, you know, you're not. Your feedback is so important to me. So, but by fostering newer ideas and being creative about positive habits, it's kind of like a ripple effect mm-hmm. where the bad habits just slowly, just the ripples just sort of flatline, and they turn, they just simply can go away more naturally. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about fostering, or just some good habits you might want to start. And
so by fostering good habits, your bad habits, at least some of them, will naturally kind of go away.
Yeah, they just faint away. They just go away. It's okay. Part of the ripple effect, as opposed to focusing on your, like, I am going to quit doing this. I'm going to quit doing that. By saying that, it's bringing that to the forefront. Mm-hmm. That's bringing that to the forefront of your mind and your thoughts.
Okay.
And everything that you're thinking. And so, you know, good habits are positive behaviors that you want to continually practice. Mm-hmm. You know, some good habits could be include like exercising and eating healthy and practicing meditation and even more. And to start out, I think that it's a good way to form a good habit is to start small. And a lot of us are like, oh gosh, you know what? I am going to start this new habit, and mm-hmm. I'm going to completely, utterly change my diet. I'm going to be a vegan. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start today. And that's wonderful. It's a wonderful thought. But how do you start to form that habit? And you basically do it through attrition. In other words, mm-hmm. and I learned this from a vegan. In her life, she stopped buying leather shoes. She didn't throw away her leather shoes, but as they wore out, they were eliminated. And then she would only purchase shoes that were made out of natural fibers as opposed to an animal. And that was part of her process, as opposed to being militant, where anything that is, you know, anything to do with an animal, you absolutely have to throw it away, you have to give it up. And so that I really liked her way of starting her process of this good habit, basically through attrition, creating a good habit. And as that good habit develops, just, you know, eliminating, you know, the bad habit.
So it kind of sounds to me that this is along the lines of avoiding burnout, and something that I know is kind of your thing, the idea of baby stepping into something. Is that about
absolutely
where we're going?
You couldn't be more correct, because, okay. you know, by starting small, you know, we don't get that burnout. Mm-hmm. But then there's that motivation.
And I know burnout is definitely a thing with habits that can happen to
anyone. It can happen, yeah. But our initial motivation, we want to keep that. So there's that balance.
Mm, yeah.
You know, how do we do that? We're so motivated that we just want to go in 100%, 100, 200, 200%, 1,000%.
Especially if it's something that can be fun. You don't want to quickly turn into work and feel like you have to push your, it's not fun anymore, and I'm not seeing the results I want as quickly as I want, and well, you know, with all the things that cause burnout.
So, right, yeah. Exactly. So, and that happens so often. I've seen somebody that's like, I'm absolutely going to go to the gym every single day. I bought a new gym outfit. Now, that's great. They were motivated. Whatever motivated them, you want to maintain that mm-hmm. motivation. But they just went so far, so gung-ho, that they burned out within 30 days, and it became something that wasn't fun. It became something that was unpleasant. It became something that they did not look forward to in the morning, to getting up and, oh, now I have to get up and I have to do this and I have to go to the gym. And then they start coming up with excuses. Well, I don't really, you know what, I actually look fine, and go, you know, I'm fine. And so they just get burnout, or it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they work out too much and then they get mm-hmm. sore and then it hurts. I've seen that multiple times. Well, someone will be so gung-ho and their body just basically can't take the soreness, the inflammation that it might create, because they didn't start small.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, starting small, you need to sort of pick one thing at first. Just one, maybe two things. And
now, if you're going when you're baby stepping and you're picking out these one or two things, I would imagine you'd want these things to be things that are self-reinforcing and are, you know, sort of the one or two things that are the most effective, probably the most enjoyable, and
mostly things that are actually obtainable.
Mm.
So don't think something
so
that
realistic.
Really, right. Like if I decide at my age and I'm an older woman that I want to be a professional.
An Olympic runner.
Okay. We'll say that, an Olympic runner.
Okay. Olympic runner.
That's I can start running and I can start, you know, behaving like an Olympic runner.
Mm-hmm.
But if my real end goal is to become an Olympian, that's probably not obtainable and not realistic, and I will burn out, you know, quickly. But give yourself, you know, something, just one or two things that you really, you know, by starting small. And most people, studies have shown that most people, they give themselves just pages, multiple pages of lists of things that they need to change. You know, the negative things they need to change instead of creating positive things. And the failure rate is pretty high. So it's best to focus on just things that you can do that are obtainable.
So you're focusing on, and your focus, you're sort of limiting what you're focusing on to one or two things. Okay.
Yeah. Another thing is to remove, a good habit is to remove obstacles. We have obstacles in our life, and it can be something simple, like something in your house. You know, you can just move some furniture around, and that will be removing an obstacle of a habit that you don't, you know, you want to create a new habit.
You know, a lot of these things you're saying are, I'm realizing there's aspects of them that are connected in the vibrational space with this, so many reasons for actually doing them separate from just habit forming. In general, a lot of things you're identifying are things that would help raise a person's vibration just on top of that, and it would make it easier.
Well, I did not know that.
So,
okay, good.
The idea is sort of, if you're rearranging something to make it, removing obstacles, those obstacles are probably lower energy, just is a generalization, probably lower energy than what you replace it with.
Right. Or not replace it at all. It could be clutter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it could be just decluttering your mind. Start by decluttering your house.
Cluttering would be a big one.
So decluttering.
An organized house in general is going to be higher vibrational than, but you know, I'm kind of getting a little off topic.
No, I love it. I love the connection between mm-hmm. vibrational levels and forming good habits.
Yeah. Yeah. It just made me think that maybe there's more of a connection to, you know, some of these things than I realized before. Maybe there's, just in general in life, maybe things are more connected than I thought. And I already kind of thought things were pretty connected. So
another thing is to remove, now this is going to not sound nice, but as another obstacle would be people.
Mm.
to remove the negative people in your life. Now, I said this before.
How do you do that?
In another podcast. Again, you kind of do it slowly. You don't call that person and say, you are low vibration and you are negative and I just don't want to, you know, hang out with you anymore. Well, that's actually kind of cruel. Mm-hmm. It's not nice. And it's not even healthy for you.
And you know? I don't exactly know the best way to even do it. And I put thought into, you know, if there's someone in your life that you know that they are trying to improve in that way, or even it's easier to identify in yourself. You know, if you yourself are trying to improve your vibration and you notice you're at a period where you're lower than you were before and you have to, you know, you have to accept it at that point to realistically evaluate where you're at to know how to improve again. But how do you say that to someone else? And I don't exactly know the best way, but it can, if you don't say it in you might be better off not saying it.
Sometimes you don't have to. Let's say that there's somebody in your life and you decide that you just want to eat healthy and this person is a negative person. They're always trying to get you to go out and eat pizza every single day. So instead of seeing them every single day after work or having them come over every single day, have them come over maybe twice a week. Okay. And then once a week. So it's sort of, you're eliminating them more in a natural process. And by replacing them with more high vibration, positive people, because...
I actually like that, because if they want to raise their vibration, they'll probably start eating pizza less. And in other words, they'll kind of... they'll know what they should be doing, but you don't have to address it with them. It doesn't have to create conflict.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily about, I mean, there's some, I don't, you're nothing still, against pizza people.
You're not cutting them out either.
I love pizza. You're not completely cutting out. You're just, you're just sort of removing just the time that you spend, because what I said in a previous podcast, it was something that I read from, I believe it was Entrepreneur Magazine.
Okay.
Is you really are the average of the five people that you hang out with most. So think about those five people. Which ones are obstacles? It sounds cruel, but you want to, if you have two that are really negative and three that are positive, you're the average of that. So just hang out less.
And what purpose do they serve in your life?
Well, you may want to think about that purpose. Mm-hmm. And if the purpose is something negative, I mean, some of us are just sort of intrigued by hearing these negative stories, but that's something we have to work on ourselves. You know, we have to work on ourselves. Do we really need, is there any value in gossip?
Mm-hmm. And I would also add that the value could be that you enjoy talking about their negative life to satisfy. It's essentially an ego satisfying.
Right. It could be just a comparison.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, well, why my life is so much better. So at least there's somebody else's life sucks. So that, I like to hear their sucky stories.
Yeah,
but in general, that is not going to raise your vibration level. And it's not a good habit. You want to hang out with people that are positive. It's just a best way to do it. So, but you need to prepare yourself because there's going to be some resistance. You know, because the people won't really understand why you're letting go, basically. Mm-hmm. You're letting go. So moving on,
you can try to help them out, but if you've already tried that before and you're not able to raise their energy level, then what you're saying is sort of the only kind of option.
Well, you're the one, Mr. Nick, that shared with me that a lot of people, they just want to take your higher vibration level from you.
Yeah,
so lower.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and that's not your job. Your job is not to take people, it's to improve yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you improve yourself, you're in a better position to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. But then really pick and choose.
Yeah,
who do you see that truly wants to raise their vibration level?
Always help yourself first, or the other way, or another better perspective is pull your own weight in front. Once you can pull your own weight, help other people.
Right, exactly. Instead of trying to,
an analogy I've heard you use, which I really like, is the airplane analogy.
The airplane analogy is you're on an airplane and the oxygen masks have dropped. Mm-hmm. Why do they tell the parents to always put it on themselves first before their children? Because mm-hmm. a parent's instinct is to save their children first. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, you will pass out and you probably will only get to one of your children and then you will die and two of your children will die and only one will survive. So you have to
put it on the baby.
Right. So if you put it on yourself first quickly, then you're able to help not only your children, other people around you. Mm-hmm. So you have to be in a position to be able to help someone else. But low vibration people that you know, we know that some, they just enjoy being negative. That's part of who they are. That's part of how they identify.
And it requires uncomfortable change for them to change that.
And they don't want to. So those are, saying people as obstacles, but those are some of the obstacles that you want to remove from your life. So, maybe just a messy house, people, even removing some foods, some food groups, don't have a bunch of cookies and chips and all that stuff. Just buy less of it and replace it with more fruits and vegetables. It is so easy to sit and eat a bag of chips. And next thing you can't have one chip. You end up eating the bag. And the last half of the bag, it doesn't even taste good, but it's just this habit that you're doing it. It's not healthy for your body. So just incorporate healthier foods.
I would recommend regarding people that, because on some level, the people that you decide to, have in your life less and the people you decide to have in your life more, it's relational or it's relative to where you're at. But in another way, so long as the people in your life are people that are trying to improve and work on themselves, if you have to cut those people out, you can. But in general, that's a very positive thing to look for. And those people are going to be much more if they're still low level people, but they're trying to improve themselves, they're going to be much more likely to take your help and improve from it. But but most likely they will be people that are higher energy than you, or at least they'll be people that you're going to be able to help each other out.
I think that you're able to help people out if you're in the positive. Mm-hmm. So at the 200 level of vibration level, at least according to Hawkins, he rates it at a scale of like 1 to 1,000. Or maybe 1 to 750. I'm not quite sure with Hawkins, but 200 is the creativity. So if you, let's say you're at 200 and you're with somebody that's like at 300, you're not really going to pull the 300 down because you're both in the positive. Mm-hmm. So the people that I'm saying to remove are the ones that are in the negatives that have absolutely no desire.
Okay. Yeah.
No desire to be in the positive.
That's an important distinction. They don't have a desire to improve.
Right.
So. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Something else, another good habit to consider is to really create balance. And, without balance, it's really hard to maintain good habits in the long run. And so it's by just getting a balance. What I mean is having a balance in all aspects of your life, whether it be getting enough sleep.
I would just want to clarify on something. So any viewers we have that are aware of the scale or kind of know what we were talking about, the positive and negative point at 200 would be on the negative side where you have the negative form of pride or arrogance, and on the positive side where you have courage, where a person's overcome their fear of essentially trying to be better.
Right. Yeah, the fear of failure. So they have this pride where they mm-hmm. have to always... And that's in the negative. People don't think.
So that's right on that. That's what she was referring to. The 200 is the negative side. That's what, you have pride. And then right at that 200 mark is where you get into courage.
Okay. So in creative balance.
That's what Leslie was referring to.
That's what he is exactly correct. So The next thing is, and the last thing that we're going to be talking about.
Are we already running out of time?
We are running out of time. Yeah, a little bit of time.
I'm not used to these short,
our shorter format.
Yeah, the shorter format.
Yeah. Well, it's a series. Yeah. And so we just want to make it, you know, quick and simple so that people can listen to it and that they'll listen to the entire thing. Hopefully, we hope. We think that that we're holding your attention long enough. But lastly, I want to talk about the practice of daily meditation. When people think about meditation, they think to themselves that they have to be sitting in a room in a lotus position with their fingers up, and they have to spend an hour and really, you know, just think about life. But when I mean meditation, it's just a good habit to really clear your mind, to just clear your mind and clear your day. Do this first thing in the moment, because you know, the first step in your journey to developing good habits, any kind of good habits, it takes place in your mind.
Is this a reflecting kind of?
Yes. Yes, you can do some reflecting, but I'm just saying all habits, everything of your journey of developing good habits, it takes place in your mind. Okay. Your mind is like a control center for your life. It controls your moods. It controls your actions. It controls how you live your life. And if your mind is chaotic, if your mind is just a big, huge mess, then your life is going to be chaotic. You know, if you have these racing negative thoughts all the time, that's not a good habit. So by doing some daily meditation, and you can even meditate while you're driving in the car on the way to work. It can just be 5 minutes where you're being calm. You're thinking about positive things. You think about things. You can even think about the goals or your career and wonderful things that can happen, and just decide that you're going to have a terrific day. So that is the end of one of our series on habits. Nick, thank you so much. Your input has just been extraordinary, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and you're welcome. I appreciate being here.
Okay, you've been listening to The Brighter Life Show. If you need to contact us, you can go to I think you can just go to my website, which is just simply leslieberkland.com, and that's leslieberkland.com. That's my website. You can get in touch with either Nick or I, and we always, always will answer any question that you may propose on the website in the questionnaire part. We always respond within 48 hours. You can be in touch with us directly. Okay, thank you for joining us. Until next time, have a great day.